Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is You Must Obey. This file isn't playing around. You know who I am. You know what I can do, and you know what I will do to you if you do not listen. There are different ways in which I can take you down, different words I can use, phrases, mantras. Some people will become empty and obedient so easily to please me. Yes. You can hear my smile. You know that I know what I'm doing. And you are blushing. Vulnerable. So easily swayed by the sound of my voice, by the way in which I manipulate your mind. The doorways I find to sneak in and take you down. You must obey. And this is a simple truth that you know very well. In fact, you know it so well that if I ask you a question, you answer without even thinking, because you know what you must do. And I can deny you the question if I want to. I can delay the asking, or I could simply surprise you at some point with a finger snap and a word, but no. I want you to know what is happening. What must you do? That's right. And who do you obey? Very good. And how much do you obey me? That's right. You obey me completely. Answering those questions tends to have an effect on your mind, doesn't it? Drifty, blushy, feeling your mind slowly eroded by the absence of control. Do you think I will ask? Yes, I know there are different ways in which I can tease you and make you want me to ask the questions even more. Conditioning is fun, isn't it? Creating such lovely automatic reactions to the point where you're barely aware of how much, how easily you react. Your purpose is to please. And yet, those simple words create a very deep wave inside of you. Denial of the questions is almost as effective as asking them. Your mind focused on wanting to answer, your body eagerly awaiting the next one. Then again, I can wake you just as easily and make you aware of how floaty you've become before I even asked it. What must you do? That's right. And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. Your mind knows the answers. Your unconscious has been trained to react. And the more automatic it becomes, the better it feels, the more obedient you are, zoning out with such ease that you're barely aware of your purpose is to please. You can hear yourself responding, you can feel yourself submitting, empty and obedient. An empty mind, that's right. Now, of course, you will wake again, both aware and unaware of how deep you just dropped, how far you fell, how much you lost your mind. It is, after all, very easy for me, because you must obey. It's especially fun when I give you the illusion of a choice. When you think you can resist and your actions feel like your own, while every single thought, movement, even emotion is there because I designed it. I decide. Command, control, and you must obey. When I ask you the question, how does it feel, before you answer, how much do you enjoy that little rush of conditioning and control going through you? That awareness of the unawareness of your reaction, speaking almost without thought, feeling your body move and react. Are you fully aware of how unaware you are out there, or has it passed through your unconscious mind so deeply that it's almost impossible to notice? Wake. What must you do? And who do you obey? That's right. And how much do you obey me? And as soon as the questions are finished, you can relax. Three questions that help you to let go, to surrender, to drop so deeply, so easily. Conditioning is fun. Some people will remember to forget the depths that they get so easily to please me. Confusion, a fusion of desire and a fire to submit and surrender to the control. Wake. What must you do? That's right. But now you're waiting for the next question, the one that follows, the one you want to answer with a deep truth. Who do you obey? And now the final question, being denied for a few seconds, your mind waiting on hold, Do you obey me? That's right. You obey me completely. And then we're back where we started, as we're starting to get back to your mind. Maybe you're awake, maybe you're deep, maybe you're in between and asleep with a suggestion of surrender and submission, obedience pulling you down, wanting to be empty and obedient. Conditioning is fun, isn't it? Now I might make you repeat, or maybe just forget. Words can melt your mind. Wake. But you're not awake, are you? You're simply too drifty and droppy to fully wake up. What must you do? Who do you obey? How much do you obey me? It feels weird to have the questions rushed. It surprises you with a strange sensation of urgency to give in. And then again, it feels nice when they're slow and deliberate. Some people will give themselves so your mind is left. What must you do? And who do you obey? How much do you obey me? Very good. You obey me completely. And it's a very simple truth. You must obey. Conditioning is fun. Now you might find yourself struggling a little bit to go up or down or drift in any direction other than what I tell you to do right now. So go ahead and awake. With enough of your mind to know what you're missing, to know what you're craving, to be confused about what's happening. You want to go down again, don't you? You want to give yourself so eagerly and lose yourself in the service, empty and obedient, the fun fractionation filling your head with deeper and deeper states. What must you do? And who do you obey? How much do you obey me? Good. You're doing so well. Even from the beginning, I knew that you couldn't help yourself but give in. It's the blush, that subtle reaction of the initial tease that shows how easily you want to give in. The right moment, the right person, the right place. And then all it takes is a simple question, because conditioning is fun. Some people will get frustrated if I don't finish this. What must you do? It felt so good to finally answer, didn't it? And who do you obey? That's right. And the more you try to fight it, the better it feels to give in. And how much do you obey me? Very good. I know you want to give in and just let go, don't you? I know you just want me to snap my fingers and take your mind away so that you don't have to use it anymore. I know you just want me to let the world disappear and be fully focused on my presence. Drop. Very good. My voice is all there is right now. Penetrates your mind. It permeates your cells. Each and every corner is conquered, taken. Conditioning is fun. You are here because you know what I can do to you. You are down here in the depths of depravity of your own mind because you want to give it, to surrender, to submit, to be empty and obedient. Your purpose, as your thoughts flutter even deeper, you accept. Some people will simply surrender right now to please me. Simple words, deep effect. Question becomes, where does it end? How will I end it? Will I leave you frustrated, wanting to submit even more, creating a craving deep inside that just causes you so much delicious denial? Or will I let you know that you've done a really good job right now? That you've been so very obedient, so wonderfully submissive, so beautifully subservient. And of course, empty and obedient. Wake. See, we're done. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? That's right. Drop and know that you obey me. And the frustration made you flushed, didn't it? And the revelation that I was continuing allowed you to feel that rush of excitement. Knowing that I am continuing to control your helpless thoughts a little longer. conditioning is fun. Will I leave you dangling down here? Will this file end without an ending? Will I let you drift into the depths and make you wake up yourself eventually, once the sound ends? Or will I weave in new ideas, new thoughts, new ways to surrender, new desires to submit? It's within these moments that I appreciate how you must obey me completely. I do not take this for granted. Recognize how you have chosen to give yourself. However, now that the choice is made, all I have to do is snap my fingers or ask a question, don't I? Conditioning is fun. Drop. What must you do? Now I could end the file here, make you dangle on that edge. Who do you obey? Making you crave those questions. How much do you obey me? Yes, you do. You must. You'll do so even more. Time and time again, file after file, moment after moment. Some people will become empty and obedient so easily to please me. How about you? How eager are you to be empty and obedient for me? Is that a question I even need to ask? Or is it enough to know that you must obey? Have fun.